This is a commutation phase one hearing for Tony Kaplan, ADC number 76553. Now, Mr. Kaplan is 55 years old, and he is serving a five-year sentence for sexual abuse, which was cited as a dangerous crime against children. He does have an expired sentence for theft, which is 22 months and 15 days. Mr. Kaplan has, on his current crime, on the sexual abuse crime, has an earned release credit date of August 11th, 2019, with a community supervision end date of April 11th, 2020. He's requesting a one-year reduction in his sentence, which would give him an earned release credit date of September 30th, 2018, which is actually in the past, so this would result in essentially time served. His reasons for requesting this commutation is that he claims a mental illness and that he can function when given proper treatment, but that he had not had proper treatment at the time of this incident. The incident itself occurred on April 12, 2015, and Mr. Kaplan claims that he had a mental episode at that time. He was in a store, and he touched a nine-year-old female, unknown to him, outside of her clothing in the area of her vagina. He claims that he was hearing voices that said to him that she was a 34-year-old woman and some other things that the voices told him. He does have a criminal history that is very extensive from three different states that I noted, California, Texas, and Arizona. His crimes include property crimes, trespassing, weapons, false report. He also had some difficulty in prison with his discipline record. He had four majors. July 12th of 2017 for disobeying a verbal order. February 27th, 2017 for harassment. August 10th, 2016 for fighting. And October 7th, 2016 for assault on inmate. Mr. Kaplan has completed a minimal amount of program. He claims that he had his GED already before he came to prison, but he still completed functional literacy and thinking for a change since he's been in prison. His plans would be to return to Texas, and he has work planned as a landscaper. As to whether his sentence was excessive, Mr. Kaplan received the presumptive sentence, which was 5 years. He could have received a minimum of 2.5 years and a maximum of 7.5 years, and probation was not available as part of this crime. Given that there was store video that actually saw, you know, was able to show the incident that occurred, the fact that he had the prior theft charges, and based on his criminal history, which is extensive, not to mention his discipline while in the Arizona Department of Corrections, I'm not seeing the sentence of 5 years as excessive. However, I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Any other thoughts, any other questions? Thank you. Then I'm going to make a motion that we not pass the application of Mr. Tony Kaplan, ADC 76553, but we not pass his application to phase two at this time.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Dr. Rice, Ms. Tenniel, Mr. Quinones. And that will conclude the hearing for Mr. Tony Kaplan, ADC 76553.